Lord, on this holy night, may we praise your name and hear your voice. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the stillness of this night, we pause to remember the very first Christmas, the time when Jesus was born. And as this day begins to unfold, I wonder, what will you see, hear, and do this Christmas? Christmas presents to us an opportunity to adjust our hearts, to see and hear and do things a little differently. But the reality is that most folks will only see what they want to see at Christmas. They find it hard to see beyond all the tinsel and all the trees and all the tables that are laden with food. So many will only focus on the presence of what is given and received. More than a few will feel quite bereft this day, because all they can see is the absence of loved ones, those who have either departed or who are busy elsewhere. But Christmas encourages us to adjust our hearts by seeing that the light has come into a world that is so often characterized by deep, deep darkness. This light appears as the smallest spark, a light which seems so insignificant that night against all that inky blackness. And yet, that light would grow. Isaiah saw the importance of the light's arrival into a world where darkness prevailed. A darkness that is so often characterized by poverty and weakness, misery, vulnerability, and blindness. A darkness exemplified by the heavy yoke of captivity and the cudgels that are so often used to beat people into submission. Into this darkness, a light comes, a light which brings joy and gladness, freedom and liberty, where everything associated with oppression is destroyed. And what does this light look like? Well, in our world, we might look for a billionaire who has all the right connections and all the money to get things done. That's the kind of light we look for, isn't it? Or maybe it's a politician who just knows what to say and do to make things happen. Isn't that the light we look for? No, the light we look for on this night is a child, an infant who comes to renew the nation, whose reign would be characterized by justice and not privilege. By fairness for all, and not advantage to the powerful. Right living and well-being, rather than just yet more self-dealing. That's the promise of Christmas. This is the light that was first seen. This is the light that is still seen. A light that shines into a world that's more accustomed to fake news and the appearance of doing something, when people actually prefer nothing gets done at all. The light of Christmas is the hope that our world can and should become a better place for everyone. I wonder what you might hear at Christmas this year. Most people can only hear the carols about Santa and snowbells. Most people could only hear about the sales that are coming up and the kind of deals we can get down the shopping centre on Boxing Day. We might, if we're lucky, hear stories about people being generous in unexpected ways, helping those who are doing it hard. For one day in the year, in a noisy and cacophonous world, everything grows quiet and peaceful. And so Christmas begins to adjust and attune our hearts by helping us to hear different things in our world. It urges us to hear the spiritual story that lies at the center of Christmas. A spiritual story that for most people only ever hears like a children's tale. Accustomed as we are to hear only from trusted sources, the story of Christmas that is proclaimed to a motley collection of shepherds who sat shivering on a hillside one dark December night, well, that story just sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Initially, these shepherds who heard this story were scared to death. This was not natural and certainly not normal. But where we might otherwise expect to hear a story of judgment or condemnation, the angels bring a story of good news. They declare that the gospel has arrived. They declare the great joy is nearby, that a baby has been born in Bethlehem, a saviour, the Messiah, the Christ has arrived. This is the language of kings. These are words used customarily to tell the story of great conquests and military victories achieved by wonderful generals like Caesar. But on this night, this first Christmas, these are words used to tell the story of an infant born in a barn to parents without any family or support. This is the child who will reveal God's glory and bring peace to humanity. So having heard this story, the shepherds go out to share it with others. They find Joseph and Mary, and along the way, they tell everybody they can. But here's the thing about stories. The way we respond reveals the quality of our hearts. How we listen to a story shows what's going on deep inside. And so the people who hear this story are amazed. I can't help but wonder whether they thought, this is just too good to be true. I wonder how much homemade booze those shepherds have been drinking this night. But the shepherds who receive this story, they listen to it and they give God praise and glory. But what of Mary? Mary, who has been given this story by the shepherds, well, she hears it and she treasures it and she ponders it and she wonders about it. How could any baby, much less my baby, be expected to do so much with so little? Finally, Christmas offers us the opportunity to act differently in our world. This call to live differently is encountered in Paul's letter to Titus, isn't it? Paul draws a straight line between this event of God's unveiled grace in the person of Jesus and our response. Paul calls us to live lives of such quality that we reflect this revelation of God's grace in our lives. For receiving grace is not a license for indulgence, nor is it a free pass to be slack or indifferent. No, but God's saving power goes to work within us, changing us from the inside, so that not only should we become capable of saying no to violence and oppression, but that we should be involved and engaged in God's work in making the world a far better place. That, after all, is why God came, to set us free from evil, so that we as God's people could forge a different world, a world where God makes peace possible, but where humanity is called to make peace probable. The wonder of Christmas has arrived, and through this infant, God's grace has been seen and God's story has started. It has been heard And the invitation has been given for us to join together in this work. We all have a part to play in Christmas. Christmas gives us the opportunity to see, to hear, and to act differently. It is a call to adjust our hearts by putting fear aside and embracing the love that has come. Christmas is about the birth of hope and peace and joy and love in our world. This all started with one child, but has now grown to fill the whole world. Amen.